Welcome. It is 11 minutes after 5 on a Thursday morning. Welcome to your favorite morning program. I need help. I don't know exactly what I should be for Halloween this year. I haven't really, I've allowed it to creep up on me, and I haven't really thought about it.
Have you seen the Daily Show's bit on Halloween costumes?
No.
It was on earlier this week.
I don't get to stay up.
You could probably find it online. It was a take on how women's Halloween costumes have become more sexualized over the years. That your choices have become, sexy nurse, sexy cop, sexy whatever,
Slutty Osama bin Laden. That's a big one.
So they came out with one that was completely over the top. Even Jon Stewart started cracking up on the air, couldn't help himself.
What was it?
I can't tell you. You're gonna have to look at it online. I can't describe it on the air.
I don't know. Maybe Jabba the Hutt. I could do that. The Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man.
You wouldn't even in the costume for that.
Ha 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 ha! Wow. Let's see. There's what about the Kool-Aid guy? That's
no
kind of a
Andy
throwback.
Reid, the coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, already has that one. And if he doesn't even have to dress up either, just check out a picture of Andy Reid.
What was it? The mayor of Boston, by the way, did not watch the game one of the World Series. Caught the recap this morning.
Well, he only had to watch the first few innings.
Wow, 8-1.
Yeah, the Cardinals did look like
they show up.
They had never played the game before.
Did they have their kids play for them? What was it?
They weren't good.
So the mayor of Boston came on and he said, "What? This is the third time in the last 9 years that the Red Sox are going after the World Series Cup."
Yes.
Even I know there's not a World Series.
Well, but apparently
cup.
there is a cup. I didn't even know
uniforms
about it.
Of
no,
the
but
players.
Apparently if you go online, somebody has found that there is actually. I don't know. You'd have to look. Menino didn't know that. Menino was just being. It's like when John Kerry called the Packers' place Lambeau Stadium instead of Lambeau Field. These guys, when they have to talk about sports, sometimes they don't know.
Here's the note. This is what you should say. All right. So that.
If you don't know about sports, don't try to know about sports just to score political points, because it doesn't work out well.
Now, there are some politicians, though, who do know a lot about sports.
Well, that's fine.
Condoleezza Rice really does follow the NFL. Rudy Giuliani had his butt parked in those box seats at Yankee Stadium more nights than not.
If you know, you know.
Condi was considered as a candidate for NFL commissioner.
Condoleezza Rice is a member of the College Football Commission that is going to decide who is going to play in the BCS playoffs.
How cool is that?
Because her father was a college football coach. I forget for which school, but he would have players and ex-players over the house and what have you.
And I believe she was romantically involved for a while with a former NFL player, Gene Washington.
Really?
I believe that is correct.
See, now that's interesting, because a lot of her private life is exactly that, private. How do you know this?
I don't think it was a secret back in the day. I don't think it was a secret. I had read it somewhere.
If she wants to be, she could become a part of an ownership group for any one of an NFL franchise. You'd be happy to have Condoleezza Rice as a minority partner.
But there are politicians who try to make points with a sports audience. And let's face it, when politicians go to games and are introduced to crowds, most of the time, they get booed. When governors go to football games or baseball games, and they get booed.
Now, the worst is when they throw out the first pitch, and you can tell. This man has not thrown a baseball since he was 9 years old.
Yeah.
Has this girly throw that bounces 10 feet in front of the plate.
It's embarrassing to throw out the first pitch. I got asked to throw out the first pitch at a Lakeland Flying Tigers game, which is the minor league team for the Detroit Tigers. And it was hideous.
You're not a sports guy. Did you ever play ball?
Well, yeah, I played T-League baseball.
T-League doesn't count.
Yes, it does.
People don't throw in T-ball.
I could throw a ball fairly well, and then I went and I practiced. I had a friend of mine meet me at a batting cage, and I threw the ball until I was sore.
Uh-huh.
And so
you bounced it, didn't you?
Well, I got it across. I got it the distance, okay? It didn't bounce.
Okay.
But it was wide right. If the catcher had just moved his arm out to the side, he could have caught it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it was at the right level.
So it's the catcher's fault.
Well, I'm going to say that, yeah. If he had just moved his arm to just put his arm out, he could have caught the ball. What's really bad is my wife was filming this for a video for the show. She was filming it. She was behind the catcher and to the right. And what does the ball do? Goes past the catcher, hits the ground, bounces up, beans my wife.
Nice.
Oh, that made great video. I'll have to find it. I can put it up on
the when the Major League All-Star Game was in Milwaukee the last time, President Bush threw out the first pitch. And he looked very robotic and stiff doing it.
Sure.
And I knew he was a baseball guy, so I was kind of wondering why. He apparently was wearing a bulletproof vest under his jacket. That would make it kind of difficult to throw.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, it does, doesn't it?
WSAU, we're going to get this party started, right?
Pumpkin pie, pumpkin spiced latte, pumpkin cookies. They're delicious, but millions are injured, humiliated, traumatized every fall by a growing wave of needless pumpkin-flavored foods and drinks.
I went to a local deli earlier this month and was coerced into ordering pumpkin spiced tuna salad sandwich. It was awful. I can still taste it when I burp.
I went out with friends last weekend. I just wanted something different. I was talked into pumpkin spiced chicken quesadillas. It tasted like seasonal baby vomit.
The hot waitress suggested loaded bacon cheddar chive pumpkin wedges. I ralphed so hard, I cracked a rib.
Pumpkin is not for everything. Neither is spice. What is that? Clove? With your help, we can return pumpkin to its rightful place in pie and as a southern activity. Learn how you can join the fight. Call 1-800-BAD-GOURD now.
Wisconsin Morning News now. The Jerry Bader Show at 9 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.